This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji.
So presidents face piles of applications for pardons. As we all know, the Constitution says the president has an unrestricted right and authority to pardon whoever he or she wants in their course of their time in the White House.
Anyone.
And down through history, the presidential pardon has been used in a variety of ways and has actually resulted in the expunging of convictions for very, very, very famous people. I mean, back down through history, the Whiskey Rebellion, which was a controversial tax rebellion that took place right after the Revolutionary War, motivated George Washington in the interest of domestic tranquility to pardon the members who fought in the Whiskey Rebellion. Also, Andrew Johnson pardoned Southerners, Confederate citizens after the Civil War. President Jimmy Carter pardoned Vietnam draft dodgers, all pardons that were perceived to be very, very important politically. But pardons have also occurred to very, very famous people. This one probably the most famous.
Now, therefore, I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, pursuant to the pardon power conferred upon me by Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon for all offenses against the United States which he, Richard Nixon, has committed or may have committed or taken part in during the period from July 20, 1969 through August 9, 1974.
One of the rare pardons actually, you know, spoken about in public, on television, in a nationally broadcast speech.
5 years worth of wrongdoing just wiped off the slate in that 30-second statement.
And it began Richard Nixon's long road back. He wrote many, many books and had a measure of political credibility by the time of his death. Of course, it was probably the reason that Gerald R. Ford lost the 1976 election. Here's another famous pardon recipient.
Anybody who tells you that it is not tough, as you call it, to serve time in the federal penitentiary or state penitentiary should serve just 30 days in here, and you will find that the loneliness, solitude, uncertainties that go about being away from the outside and your family is unbelievable.
Jimmy Hoffa, pardoned by President Richard Nixon on December 23, 1971.
Tampering.
Yes. Well, Jimmy Hoffa was involved in all kinds of things. And, of course, the legend of Jimmy Hoffa, you know, is infinite because he died under circumstances. That's right.
Well, maybe he's not dead.
Maybe he's not dead.
I mean, that's the question.
Correct.
He just vanished in 1975.
Here's another very famous pardon recipient.
I'm really happy to be going home. And I want to thank my parents and my sisters and Bernie and George, too, and all of the people on the committee to release me.
Some know her as Tanya, but that is Patty Hearst, who was in prison for almost 2 years before Jimmy Carter commuted her 7-year sentence. But it was Bill Clinton who granted her a full pardon on the last day of his presidency in 2001.
I don't really get pardons.
You don't
get
them. If
you committed the crime, then you should do the time.
Well,
and
there aren't
many people who actually get pardons, and they tend to be pretty privileged people. So is that fair?
What if they're innocent, though? What if they're innocent? Pardons are all about that.